The Youth's Instructor, May 24, 1894. Words to Students, Part 4. Do not receive flattery, even in your religious life. Flattery is an art by which Satan lieth in wait to deceive and to puff up the human agent with high thoughts of himself. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Flattery has been the food upon which many of our youth have been nourished, and those who have praised and flattered have supposed that they were doing right, but they have been doing wrong. Praise, flattery, and indulgence have done more toward leading precious souls into false paths than any other art that Satan has devised. Flattery is a part of the world's policy, but it is no part of Christ's policy. Through flattery, poor human beings, full of frailty and infirmities, come to think that they are efficient and worthy, and become puffed up in their fleshly mind. They become intoxicated with the idea that they possess ability beyond what they do have, and their religious experience becomes unbalanced. Unless, in the providence of God, they shall be turned from these deceptions and become converted and learn the ABC of religion in the school of Christ, they will lose their souls. Many a youth has been flattered that he has ability as a natural gift, when the ability he thinks he has can be attained only through diligent training and culture, learning the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Believing he is naturally gifted, he thinks there is no necessity of putting his mind to the task of mastering his lessons, and before he is aware, he is fast in the snare of Satan. God permits him to be attacked by the enemy in order that he may understand his own weakness. He is permitted to make some decided blunder and is plunged into painful humiliation. But when he is writhing under a sense of his own weakness, he is not to be judged harshly. This is the time above all others when he needs a judicious counselor, a true friend, who has discernment of character. This is the time when he needs a friend who is led by the Spirit of God, and who will deal patiently and faithfully with the erring, and lift up the soul that is bowed down. He is not to be lifted up by the aid of flattery. No one is authorized to deal out to the soul this delusive intoxicant of Satan. Rather, he is to be pointed to the first rounds of the ladder, and his stumbling feet are to be placed on the lowest round of the ladder of progress. Peter says, "Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let the erring one be encouraged to climb step by step, round by round. The effort may be painful to him, but it will be by far the best lesson he has ever learned. For by so doing, he will become acquainted with his own weakness, and thus be enabled to avoid in the future the errors of the past. Through the aid of wise counselors, his defeat will be turned into victory. But let no one attempt to begin at the top of the ladder. Let everyone start at the lowest round and mount step by step, climbing up by Christ, clinging to Christ, ascending to the height of Christ. This is the only way to advance heavenward. Let nothing turn the attention away from the great work that is to be done. Let the thoughts, the aptitude, the keen exercise of the brain power be put to the highest uses in studying the Word and will of God. The Lord has a place for the very best ability He has entrusted to men. In the work of building up His kingdom, we may employ every capacity given of God as faithfully and earnestly as did Daniel in Babylon when he was found faithful to every duty to man and loyal to his God. God calls for far more tact, more wise generalship than has yet been given him by his human agents. There is need of sharp, sanctified thinking and keen work to counteract the ingenious plans of Satan. There is a call for a higher standard to be met, a holier, more determined, self-sacrificing effort to be put forth in the Lord's work. Our youth must be educated to meet a higher standard, to understand that they are now deciding their own eternal destiny. There is no safeguard for anyone, save in having in the heart the truth as it is in Jesus. This must be planted in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Much that is now called religion will sink out of sight when it is assailed by the hosts of Satan. Nothing will stand but the truth, the wisdom that is from above, which will sanctify the soul. Let no one imagine that self-indulgence is religion. Let not selfishness be pampered. Let the youth learn to restrict their desires and to beware of extravagance in the use of means. Let all look unto Jesus, contemplate His character, and follow in His footsteps. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power.